This is Bustin' Loose in Faith with none other than Apostle Dudley Tebow and Prophetess Lisa Tebow. Welcome, welcome, welcome to a broadcast that brings you word and encouragement for your soul. We want you to remember that you don't have no worries. All you need is faith in God. Bustin' Loose in Faith airs Tuesdays and Fridays at 6 p.m. Central Time. Now, without further ado, let's get into this broadcast. And may God bless you.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. God is good and worthy to be praise, all glory, all honor belongs to him this night and forevermore. Oh, Heavenly Father, as we approach the throne of grace, we come to you humbling ourselves when it's done by the end this night in the name of Jesus. Lord, just thanking and praising you for who you are, that you are God, and besides that, there is no other worship in spirit and in truth. Oh, Heavenly Father, as I decrease, let the Spirit of the Lord in me increase. Crown my head with wisdom, knowledge, and understanding. Hide me behind Calvary's cross, anoint this little clay. Use me, Father God, for thy glory in the name of Jesus. As we invite the presence of the Holy Spirit to come on in, like a rushing mighty wind, lead, guide, direct, and ordain our footsteps. Prepare the people's heart to receive thy word in spirit and in truth. Combine up all technical difficulties, anything that will try to hinder the word of God from going forth in the name of Jesus. Oh, Lord, I thank you for your grace, your mercy, and your love. In Jesus' precious and holy name we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. If you have your Bible, amen, open it up to Psalms 127. Psalms 127. Hallelujah. And the word of God reads in Psalms 127. Except the Lord build the house, they labor in vain that build it. Except the Lord keep the city, the watchman waketh, but in vain. It is vain for you to rise up early, to sit up late, to eat the bread of sorrow. For so he giveth his beloved sleep. Lo, children are an inheritance of the Lord, and the fruit of the womb is his reward. As arrows are in the hands of a mighty man, so are children of the youth. Happy is the man that has his quiver full of them. They shall not be ashamed, but they shall speak. They shall speak with the enemies in the gate. This is the word of God for the people of God. May the Lord add a blessing to the hearers and to the doers of his word. Well, the grass may wither, the flower may fade, but the word of God will endure forever and ever. Just for the next few minutes, I want to come to you tonight. We'll talk about, except the Lord build a house, they that labors in vain. Except the Lord build a house, they that labors in vain. They that labor to build it, labor in vain. Believers in Christ, apart from the Lord, our lives are pointless, restless, and fruitless. Only what is established by God is truly strong, whether it is building or security. Yes, beloved, except the Lord build the house, those who build it labor in vain. Believers in Christ, we live in a generation that wants to define family in radically perverse and demented ways. So, beloved, except the Lord build a house. They that labor in vain that build it. You see, all of our labor are worthless and useless unless the Lord gives success to the work. Remember this always, that all human efforts are in vain unless they have God's blessing on it. People of God, sure, it is possible to accomplish things without God's blessing, but it is not possible to accomplish them purposefully and with eternal value without God's blessing on them. I'm going to say it again because the word should be repeated. Remember this always, that all human efforts are in vain unless they have God's blessing on them. Beloved, people of God, sure, it is possible to accomplish many things in life without God's blessing, but it is not possible to accomplish them purposefully and with eternal value without God's blessing on them. Here we see in the scriptures the whole entire Psalms 127, but we're going to concentrate on Psalms 127, verse 1. Except the Lord build a house, they labor in vain that build it. Except the Lord keep the city, the watchman wake it, but in vain. Yes, people of God, our Lord, he is a master builder. A question may be asked, how can I make life worth living and pleasing unto God? Bible says, 1 Corinthians 10, verse 31, whether therefore ye eat or drink, or whatsoever ye do, do all to the glory of God. Beloved, it is very important that we live a life that is honorable and pleasing unto God, as we will someday stand before the judgment seat of Christ, that each one may receive what is due him or her for the things done while in the body, whether good or bad. That's something that we should think about on a daily basis. Again, it is very important that we as God's children live a life that is honorable and pleasing unto God, as we will one day stand before the judgment seat of Christ, that each one may receive what is due him or her for the things done while in the body, whether good or bad. So child of God, be very careful how you live, not as the unwise, but as the wise, making the most of every opportunity because the days are evil. So therefore, don't be foolish, but understand what the Lord's will is. So use every opportunity you can, and you are afforded to honor and serve the Lord, because there is much evil in this world of ours today in 2021. When you look around, You hear wars and rumors of wars. Every foundation that desires being shaken from the White House, your house and mine, as well as in the church house. So we as God's people must be attentive to the signs and wonders all around us. We are living in a time and in a season where we need God more now than ever. We need him because we realize that without him, we can't do nothing. We need God's mercy, his grace and his love to be upon our lives on a daily basis. So that's why it's so very important as a child, a follower of Christ, to understand that we're in this world, but we're not of it. But we're not immune to trouble. We're not immune to sickness, disease, or infirmity. We have to stay prayed up, tied up, wrapped up in the things of God. Because we know that if God be for us, who or what can be against us? Romans 8:28 says, but we know that all things work together for good for them that love the Lord and is called according to his purpose. So, beloved, live a life that is worthy and pleasing to the Lord. Remember this, people of God. We belong to him. We belong to the Lord. And we owe our very existence. Yes, as born again believers, we're not our own anymore. Our life has been given to God. We are held accountable to God for what we say and do. So that's why our life has to be lived in a way to where when God sees us, when people see us, they will say, that is a man, a woman of God, because our life is different. Yes, in 2021, God is still in the miracle-working business. He's still able, willing, and ready to meet our each and every need. So we should have a very strong desire to serve him and honor him in every way possible. So, beloved, don't ever be a quitter and do not give up on life because God has not given up on you or on me. We need to work hard, do our part, and let God build your house as well as your life. Again, tonight we are talking about, hallelujah, except the Lord build a house, they that build it in vain. Yes, beloved, we should want the Lord to bless everything that we do for his glory. Because the way we live and love life, a life that is pleasing unto God, it should be an example to all that is around us. Our lives should line up, let our video line up with our audio, let us come in complete alignment with the will of God for our lives. See the word of God says in the book of Matthew, chapter 16, verse 26. For what is a man profit if he shall gain the whole world and lose his own soul? Or what shall a man give in exchange for his soul? As believers in Christ, a compass is only as good as it is accurate. So make sure that your spiritual compass that you are using to navigate your life is the Word of God, which always points true north towards Jesus, because life is empty without the Lord in it. Yes, beloved family of God, we are grateful and thankful as we look on to Jesus as the author and finisher of our faith. Just for a quick reminder to let us know tonight, unless the Lord build, those that build it labor in vain. So beloved, are you building some type, some kind of house without God's standard? God is the builder of everything, and we are his house. We are not of our own anymore. Our bodies, mind, spirit, and soul belongs to him. You see, God has a way of getting our attention. God has a way of bringing us to a closer walk with him. Bible says in Matthew 6:33, seek first the kingdom of God and all of his righteousness, and everything else shall be added unto us. Yes, God is the builder of everything, and we are his house. Believers of Christ, our God has a unique layout for each of us, for each of our hearts, our houses. Each have different gifts, different purposes, and different desires. But we, the church, are God's house, a community of believers inviting others into feasts at the Lord's table, all together. Yes, we are God's house. We go through triumph and grief, and we are constantly refined by our helper, our builder. Through it all, the building return again and again and never abandon his creation. Bible says in the book of Hebrews, chapter 13, verse 5, the B clause of the verse, it says, I will never leave thee nor forsake thee. So, beloved, God is our building. And if we hold firmly to the foundation that he so graciously gives us, then we are his house. We are his children. Again, beloved, except the Lord build a house, the builder labor in vain. So as beloved, child of God, children of the Most High God, and we are going to maintain and steward a house in a meaningful way, we must build our house on the rock, which is Christ Jesus. A house built on Christ can stand the storms of life. Yes, build your house on the rock, which is Christ Jesus, and allow his voice to be the regular, stabilizing, guiding, shaping, correcting, and comforting foundation upon our lives. Yes, people of God, we must be open to helping and serving others in this life, because God has blessed us. He has blessed us to overabundance. Bible says in the book of Romans 12, verse 13, contribute to the needs of the saints and seek to show hospitality to them. Remember, beloved, our citizenship is in heaven, and from it, we await the Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ. Yes, if we love, follow, and serve Christ, wherever we live in this world, in 2021, we know we belong somewhere, somewhere else. Yes, we as God's children have to look up to the hills from which cometh our help. Our help coming from the Lord, the creator of heaven and earth, the one that has all power in his hand, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the great I am. Yes, my brothers and sisters in Christ, except the Lord build the house, those that build it will build it in vain. Except the Lord, hallelujah, except the Lord extend grace and mercy on our lives, God is good and worthy to be praised. Hallelujah.
Because of who you are, I give you glory. Because of who you are, I give you praise. Because of who you are, I will lift my voice and say, Lord, I worship you. Because of who you are, Lord, I worship you. Because of who you are, because of who you are, I give glory. Because of who you are, I give you praise. Because of who you are, I will lift my voice and say, yes, Lord, I worship you. Because of who you are, Lord, I worship you. Because of who Jehovah Jireh, oh, you provide everything that I need. Jehovah.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. We serve an awesome God, a good God. We worship him because of who he is. He is God Almighty, a God that is able, willing, and ready to meet our each and every need in our lives. Yes, our God is an awesome God. We just thank God and praise him for those that are listening tonight, for those that have taken time out of their busy schedule, amen, to listen to the radio broadcast. I thank God for my wife tonight, Providence Lisa Tabor, and myself being able to come to you, amen, through the use of the internet, being able to teach and preach on a local level, and being able to reach on a global level. We thank God for that opportunity, for that door opening up to us. Amen. We just hope and pray that whatever your need is tonight, that you would give it over to the Lord. Cast all your cares upon him because he cared for you. We just pray that each and every prayer that you have prayed, that God in his own time would answer it according to his will. Amen. The will for your life. We just continue to pray for one another that throughout this pandemic, God have extended grace and mercy on our lives on a daily basis. And for that, we should be thankful and grateful that we're on top of the ground and the ground is not on top of us. That God have given us another chance, amen, to do things for him in this year. So we just thank him each and every day that you, God, allow you to wake up. Praise him for it, because we know that time is not like it once was. Time is being wrapped up quicker than we think right before our eyes. The scriptures are being fulfilled. I believe the prophecies are being fulfilled. The scriptures have been preached. And now it's up to us to be not just hearers of the word, but to be doers of God's word. So again, tonight we are talking about accept the Lord, build a house. They that build it in vain. Here we see in the scriptures where in Psalms, the whole Psalms 127, it talks about God building the house. Yes, my brothers and sisters, the house is our life and works, and the blueprint is the word of God. Bible says in 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 16 and 17, all scriptures is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, and for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be perfected, thoroughly equipped unto all good works. People of God, our foundation is our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, the author and finisher of our faith. Here we see, according to 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 11, which says, for other foundation can no man lay than that is laid, which is our rock, Jesus Christ. Yes, beloved, the building is our life and works. And God is our master builder. He chooses the house to be built, and he guides the construction of that house. You see, God is the one who assures the completion of the house. Bible says in Philippians chapter 1, verse 6, be confident of this very thing, that he which has begun a good work in you will complete it until the day of Jesus Christ. So, beloved, believer in Christ, we are the laborers, and we must seek the will of God and the will of the builder. And we must obey the instruction of the builder that is given. And we must trust the wisdom of the builder, the master builder, our Lord. Here, the word says in 1 Samuel 15, verse 22, the B clause of the verse, to obey is better than sacrifice and a hearken than a set of rams. Proverbs 3, verse 5 and 6 says, trust in the Lord with all thine heart and lean not to your own understanding. All of our ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct our path. And we lack wisdom. Ask of God, and he will give it to you liberally. Bible says, 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 24, faithful is he that called you, who also will do it, who also will bring completion in your life. So beloved, always remember this, that you can have no lasting building unless you build on the right foundation, which is our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, the author and finisher of our faith. So child of God, accept your place as a laborer in the kingdom of God, because that is where the blessings and fruits is to be found. Yes, again, when we look in the scripture, in Psalms 127, verse 1 and 2, it says, unless the Lord builds the house, those who build it labor in vain. Unless the Lord watches over the city, the watchman stays awake in vain. It is vain that you rise up early and go late to rest, eating the bread of anxious toil, but he gives it to his beloved, sleep. You see, this passage, it speaks of the worthlessness of self-reliance and the folly of self-sufficiency. It exposes the arrogance of people who think that they can accomplish anything truly lasting or meaningfully in their own power apart from God's help and enablement. You see, child of God, you might have the human energy and the expertise to build a house, or you might have the skill and alertness to guard a city. But if you think you can do those things apart from God's power and help and his blessing, you are destined for ultimate disappointment and failure, which would result in vanity. So beloved, if we attempt any work without God's help, we can expect failure. Even when we look around in 2021 in the world, which is filled with architects and builders who build magnificent structures and obtain an amazing degree of earthly success and prosperity without ever once acknowledging God in their lives. At least their work has the appearance of success. But beloved, as great as this may appear, without God, it is still worthless and empty, with empty accomplishment, which result into vanity. See, the Bible let us know, as Solomon said in the book of Ecclesiastes, chapter 1, verse 14, I have seen all the works that are done under the sun, and behold, all is vanity and vexation of spirit. So, beloved, what good is earthly fame and earthly wealth to a condemned and dying man? You see, malt and rust corrupts everything that we build and everything that we accumulate in this life. And at the end of life, if God is not our portion, we will be left with nothing. So beloved, live a life that is worthy and pleasing to the Lord. The word of God says, is appointed to man once to die and then the judgment. Yes, my brothers and sisters in Christ, let's be mindful and consider what the word said, that Jesus Christ has set us an example for us to follow. Let's return to God, the creator of our lives. Let's let God, he knows more about us than we do ourselves. Let him lead us, guide us, shelter us. Bible says that Psalms 91, he that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide from the wings and the shadow. His wings and shadow. Yes, beloved child of God, let us be led by the Spirit of God. For the Bible says, them that are led by the Spirit of God, that we are sons of God. Therefore, there is no condemnation to them that live not according to the flesh, but according to the Spirit. The Holy Spirit of God, let him bring back to remembrance everything that we have read, everything that we have heard. Because the Bible says, faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Yes, beloved, unless the Lord build a house, they that build it in vain. Again, we are reminded here in the scriptures, we are reminded that the psalmist is saying that you cannot build a house in the first place unless God sovereignly and graciously enable you to do so. So, beloved, God is sovereign. So, therefore, you cannot have no degree of success or achievement unless God allows it in the first place. Remember what Deuteronomy chapter 8, verse 18 said, the eight calls of the verbs. But thou shalt remember, but thou shalt remember the Lord thy God, for it is he that giveth thee power to get wealth. Yes, people of God, also here in the book of Ecclesiastes, chapter 9, verse 11, it says the race is not to the swift, nor the battle to the strong, nor bread to the wise, nor riches to the intelligent, nor favor to those with knowledge. But time and chance happens to them all. Yes, here, when Solomon speaks about chance, he is not talking about some impersonal force like luck or fate that determines the outcome of things. But here, Solomon is pointing out that strength and skill and human wisdom are no guarantee for success, because good things and bad things happen to us all the time, without our cooperation or planning. I'm going to say it again, because it needs to be repeated. Here we see, when Solomon is speaking of chance, he is not talking about some impersonal force like luck or fate that determines the outcome of things. But here, he is pointing out that strength and skill and human wisdom, no guarantee for success, because good things and bad things happen to us all the time on a daily basis. Without our cooperation or planning, ultimately, the outcome of our labor is always subject and determined by things that lie beyond our control. Yes, my brothers and sisters in Christ, our destiny is not really in our own hands, because we are not the master of our soul or the captains of our faith. So, beloved, the God of the universe is completely sovereign over the smallest detail of his creation. Again, want you to know that except the Lord build a house, they have built it in vain. Yes, God works out all things after the counsel of his will. The Bible says in Ephesians chapter 1, verse 11, in whom also we have obtained an inheritance, predestined according to the purpose of him who worketh all things after the counsel of his own will. Yes, people of God, if we are laboring to do something and God is not in it, our labor will be in vain. No amount of human willpower can ever overturn the sovereign plan of God. The book of James, chapter 4, verses 13 through 16, it says, Come now, ye that say today or tomorrow, we will go into such a city and continue there a year, and buy and sell and get gain, profit, whereas ye know not what shall be on the morrow. For what is your life? It is even a vapor that appeared for a little time and then vanished. For that ye are to say, if the Lord will, we shall live and do this or that. But as it is, your boasts and your arrogance all shall boast. Boasting is very evil. Again, beloved, remember the God that we serve, the God that sets high and look low. He's sovereign. He's merciful. He's gracious. And he's unlimited in what he can do. And he is supreme. Yet God's sovereignty does not eliminate human responsibility from the duty of the labor he has called us to as his children for us to do. So, beloved, when God gives us work to do, we are expected to use all available means, and God will bless the use of all those means. Yes, child of God, our God will not bless slothfulness or inactiveness when he has given us work to do. So listen, except the Lord build a house, they that build it in vain. Bible says in the book of Proverbs 13 verse 4, the soul of the lazy desire and hath nothing, but the soul of the diligent shall be made rich. So, beloved, laziness is incompatible with faith, and idleness is sinful. Child of God, if you are not diligent, you can't expect to prosper. Bible says in 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 8 and 9, now he that planted and he that watered are one, and every man shall receive his own reward according to his own labor. For we are laborers together with God. Ye are God's husbandry. Ye are God's building. God uses ordinary means, and he often uses human instrumentality to accomplish his will. Yes, we all have to get to a place to where we are available to be used by God for his work, that he may have the glory through it all. So people of God, it is a wonderful privilege afforded to us only by the grace of God, that God uses us as his instruments. And we ought to rejoice in that privilege and labor diligently to be suitable instruments by which God can work. Beloved, God's grace guarantees that the labor of those who trust him and depend on him is never done in vain. Yet the God that we serve, he's awesome. The God that we serve, he is a good God. He's a God that's willing and ready and able to meet our each and every need in our lives. Our heart desire should be to please him in everything we say and in everything we do. So remember, beloved, apart from the Lord, our lives are pointless, restless, and fruitless. Only what is established by God is truly strong, whether that is in building or in security. Yes, we live in a world that we as God's people has to be about our Father's business. We must work while it is day, for night cometh that no man can work. So remember, my brothers and sisters, that all human efforts are in vain unless they have God's blessing on them. So people of God, sure it is possible to accomplish things without God's blessing. But remember what the word said. You can't do nothing without him. If God's blessing is not on it, it will only be in vanity. But it is not possible to accomplish them purposely and with eternal value without God's blessing upon them. Heavenly Father, we thank you. Thank you for your word tonight. We thank you that your word will not return to you void. We just hope and pray that through the teaching of the word of God, that tonight, those that were listening, those that be listening at a later date, that the word of God will quicken them and bring encouragement to their soul. Will quicken those that don't know you, those that need to get right with you. Bible says that God, he's at you, the door of your heart, with his hand stretched out, giving you an opportunity to come to him. It's up to you. 2021, it can be your year. Come to God. Come to Christ is our prayer. Amen. Amen and amen.
Amen. Thank you, Apostle, for the word today. We definitely appreciate it. We also appreciate you that have taken time to listen. We know that you have other things that you could be doing, and we appreciate that you give that time to us. Share the number 347-826-9424 with your friends and family and have them listen with you every Tuesday and every Friday evening at 6 p.m. Central Standard Time. We'd love to have you. If you have questions, comments, topics you'd like to have us discuss, please feel free to write to us at P.O. Box 92864, Lafayette, Louisiana, 70509. Again, that's P.O. Box 92864, Lafayette, Louisiana, 70509. Please address your correspondence to Dudley, D-U-D-L-E-Y, Tebow, T-H-I-B-E-A-U-X, or Lisa Tebow, and we'd be more than happy to address your concerns. Thank you so much. God bless. Have a great weekend, and just know that God is in control. We love you, and so does God. Good night.
Good night.